Super 100, ABC 1, 9:30 this Saturday. The return of A Quiet Word, hosted by Mr. Tony Martin. The first one is with Alan Davies, Morning Tone.
Good morning, everyone. What's been going on here? Out in the corridor, there's nothing but talk of a listener party.
Yeah,
a
free-for-all Friday party, man.
One person from your management was photographed interviewing his own genitalia. That's what I'm telling. There was a debate whether that footage could be put on the website.
Well, it's currently there.
I don't think he was interviewing his genitalia.
He was using that as a microphone.
His genitalia was singing.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he was DJing at the time.
Okay.
And you know when there's a gap in the words and there's just the music, he thought that something needed to be said.
Okay. Was it something off the Nova playlist? Or was he just freestyling?
But of course.
It was scat.
Go to the video.
NovaFM.com.au before it gets taken down.
Yeah. Listener parties are good though, aren't they?
Oh,
you would have had a few hundred in your life.
Oh, we used to go take them up to the snow.
Oh, that's good fun.
That was always good. And there would always be a comedian entertaining. And there used to be a guy, Dave, you remember Tim Scully?
Yeah.
And his act was the Bucket of Death.
Yep.
And he would stand on his head with his head in a bucket of water for like 4 minutes.
Really? Good.
And you'd be going, oh my God, he must be suffocating, he must be drowning. And about a minute and a half, and you just hear a cheer from the other side of the room. Everyone looks around, and a bloke standing on his head, sculling a VB upside down. Everyone just lost interest in the bucket of death. Went over to this guy.
VB of life.
Be really careful. Yeah. No, but on the snow, you'd lose a few up there, I imagine, wouldn't you? They'd wander in.
Never seen again.
The blizzard. The beauty of a blizzard sometimes. Yeah.
Those are the days.
You were saying the other night, you were wondering sometimes, hey, get rid of a drunk.
Oh, yeah.
You must encounter this, the annoying drunk.
Yeah, well, I've said this before. People don't believe me. They think I'm someone else. So they always think usually that I'm Andrew Denton.
Yeah.
And then you say,
you're Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, the Computers for Dummies, Logo Man.
A logo man.
Yeah, I'm a cartoon character a lot of the time.
You're so polite though. How do you get rid?
I'm the cartoon man.
You polite though?
No, what I do I deny that I'm Andrew Denton, and that just makes people angrier because then they think you're Andrew Denton.
A pretending,
lying.
Yeah.
And so they go, "No, you are Denton, right?"
Right.
But then you realise it's quite liberating because you go, "Yes, I am Andrew Denton."
Will be blamed
we'll
for.
Get the blame for. That's
so
right.
So what do you do?
I just start swearing and become abusive or invite them to one of my bunga bunga nights at the Denton Mansion.
What is a bunga bunga?
What's Berlusconi? What is he doing?
Oh, those are the bunga sex parties.
Silvio Berlusconi. He just said, I'm not having sex parties, they're bunga bunga parties.
Yeah. Wait, is bunga bunga a term he invented?
Is it an Italian term, bunga bunga?
I don't know.
So he's the Italian prime minister who is known really only for his love of
young women. Right.
Young women, be they prostitutes or unpaid.
And for his incredibly tight orange face, obviously.
Yes. And he has bunga bunga parties. Why didn't we think of that for a theme?
Well, that'll be our next one. There's no doubt about it.
They're pretty bunga bunga.
James has got another lookalike for you, Tony.
Who does he look like, James?
Who am I now?
Sorry, mate, but it's Wally. Where's Wally?
I know. There you go. That people, 20 years on, people will still come up to me and go, found you in the middle of the street. I won't let that die.
Have you got your little stripy hat on?
One day I did have a striped top, and that was a foolish mistake. I got about a block from my house, and people just were laughing from cars.
Because it wasn't a hat. Did he wear a hat?
Yeah, it's a beanie.
Yeah, Wally's got a hat.
With a dog thing on the top.
Yeah, okay. That makes it easier to find him. But he loves stripes.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever found Wally? You've never found Wally.
I couldn't be bothered looking for Wally.
Bunga bunga, quickly.
Yeah, what's bunga bunga mean?
Bunga bunga, according to Wikipedia, is a phrase of mock African origin and uncertain meaning, dates from 1910, if not earlier. By 2010, the phrase had gained popularity in Italy and the international press when it was used by Italian Prime Minister to refer to his sex parties.
All right, so it's an African term of uncertain
mock
meaning.
Mock African.
Yes.
Mock African.
Well, that takes the edge off it.
Well, that
they don't muck about in Africa, do they?
No,
they have a party in Africa, they have a real party.
Bunga bunga.
Sorry, if you see something that which is incredible, then you say bunga bunga.
Tony Martin, can you do that in a sentence for us, please?
Oh, that's incredibly bunga bunga, what's going over there.
He's got catchphrases.
Microphone.
Right.
With that member of senior management at the station.
Come on, just go to the website if you want to see that.
All right, 8:46, we're going to come back, talk about the show, Quiet Words.
Yeah, and you, Tony, you are going to explain to Kate Langbrook exactly why Alan Davies, the guy you interview in the first show on Saturday night, why he's famous.
Oh, I'll do that.
just like, we are all richer than this, our special guest.
Yeah.
He's a New Zealander.
That's right.
We're all richer than him.
Yeah, but he makes Aussie
homeland.
Dollars. He makes ABC Aussie dollars.
Oh, are you sending, are you sending them back to New Zealand and getting $1.34 or whatever?
We're not making a lot off Quiet Word, the show I'm making, although it's I think it is the best show shot in the foyer of a hotel on television.
Really?
That's a good call.
We're not wasting taxpayers' money.
Using hotel lighting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So flattering.
Mood lighting. It's 9:30 Saturday, Quiet Word. Quiet Word, Alan Davies is the first cab off the rank.
Yes.
So,
Katie questioned Alan Davies.
I need some help.
He's on the QI with Stephen Fry. He's
right.
The one who can never answer any questions.
Okay.
There's a thing on the moment.
I saw that the other night and I thought he's not answering the questions. And
no.
That's
on purpose.
That's his
shtick.
It's for 8 years he's done that. He's
I
never
could
got
do
a
that,
question
John.
Right. You can do that. He's on Whites, which is a thing written by Matt King, in fact, who used to be in
Melbourne. Who was in Australia for a long time.
Where he's a chef. He's on that, and he was Jonathan Creek.
Yeah, it's the
right,
one,
the
okay.
crime-solving magician's assistant who lives in a windmill.
Right,
in
yes.
the blurb,
right,
though,
thank you.
In the blurb for the show on 9:30 on Saturday night, it says here that he talks about how that almost ruined his career.
Well,
being
he became so famous from being Jonathan Creek, he couldn't leave his house, and he couldn't do stand-up anymore because he would be swarmed, he couldn't do new material.
Because of what it's like in England.
Yeah, the paparazzi.
It wasn't fodder? It was fodder for the...
Doesn't talk about it in the show, but he was the most hated man in England for about 2 years because he went to a funeral of Malcolm Hardy, who was a famous comedy entrepreneur, and he was a tad drunk after the funeral, and three skinheads stopped him and started pushing him around and swearing at him. So he got into a fight with one of them and ended up biting this bloke's ear. Mm-hmm. Anyway, by the time it got into the paper the next morning, the skinhead had become a defenceless tramp. His two mates had disappeared, and Alan Davies, the headline was, Jonathan Creek bites tramp's ear.
Ooh.
And he became like the most hated man in England for about a year.
Oh, he would be the most hated man everywhere.
That's right.
The man who bites
the tramp's
ear. If
you Google him, what comes up?
Well, I Googled him before, and I had Jonathan Davies will always be remembered as the man who bit a tramp's ear.
A tramp's ear.
That was the thing. Well, always, that's what it says.
So you bite one remembered. Tramp's ear and that's...
And you become an ear biter.
You're the guy. Biter.
You're that guy. Okay, well, it's Saturday night, 9:30, ABC One, Tony Martin, A Quiet Word with Alan Davies, and then there's more in the series
coming up. There's 10 episodes.
You do them sort of very slowly, don't you? At your leisure.
Well, it's just rather than just interview whoever's in town, it's just like, wait till there's someone actually good who you want to talk
to. This is like how Paul Hogan used to do his specials, just whenever he liked. You know?
Did he?
Yeah. Then he wrote Crocodile Dundee.
That's right.
And then what happened, Tony Martin?
To Hoag's tax trouble, wasn't it? If I remember.
He beat that rap.
Yep.
He was all them. Thanks, Tony. Good to see you, man.
Cheers.